This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Tuesday, 30th of April. Last day of the month, so make the most of it. What do they say? April showers. I wish it blooming well would. Then we can have some heat for this weekend. So, recently back from Turkey for her cheap recent bum and facelift. Unfortunately, she is now looking like the Bride of Wildenstein. She's now gone too far with it. Her little piggy eyes are poking out. She's begging for more medication because the procedure's left her in agony. I can't help feeling, you know, your problem, dear. Not our problem. Not our problem. I'm not sure whether or not you could just go and get medications. And so she's had the bum and the facelift, and she's had her eyes done, so she can't sit down. She has to take a cushion with her everywhere. This is old Pricey. And then I looked at the pictures. She went out with her mother the other day. That's the mother who's dying, who she drags around everywhere. It's very embarrassing. And I looked at her, I thought, you are looking like Jocelyn Wildenstein. In fact, there's an uncanny resemblance because what you've done, you've stretched that skin so far, you look ridiculous. And especially when you don't have a perfect skin. You know, it's all full of lumps and bumps and stuff like that. Not good, not good. So getting worse. Mind you, the person who wants their boobs done next is Gemma Collins. Don't know why. This is Gemma Collins who's not going out with Arch again. It's another bit of fakery. But we all get used to the fat bird and the even fatter boyfriend, you know, arguing, splitting up. They still have sex, apparently. And then they split up and then they argue and then they have sex and then they're all the rest of it. But she likes the tweets about narcissistic bullies who put you down as James Argent criticises Essex girls who know what they want. But the trouble is, I mean, you know, when you actually look at Gemma Collins, she has no discernible talent, absolutely zero, apart from being a diva. And we know that because she allegedly wrote a book about being a diva, which just in her case involves using foul language, being rude to people and turning up late for things. That's called being a diva. But you can only do that if you have talent. She has no talent at all. Having sex with James Argent, who was bonking away with Lydia Dim for God knows how many years, you know, she must be really desperate. Desperate. But her and Katie Price were in exactly the same camp. Absolutely the same camp. And then they had a picture the other day of Gemma meeting with her plastic surgeon. So it's a contra deal. Of course it is. Otherwise, why would your plastic surgeon want to stand there and have his picture taken with you? Of course not. Of course not. So poor old Gemma, 38 but looking older by the day, is going to have a procedure in Cheshire. God knows why. God knows. I mean, seriously, it's just, you should never have that those sort of things done. It really is ridiculous. But it's done for the narcissistic people out there, the people who go, oh, if I have this, that, and that. Well, of course, then you get like Jordan. And she's now looking so bad, unrecognisable, unrecognisable, very embarrassing. Gemma also suffered a further upheaval over the fake James Argent. I said when they were going out, I said it was always fake. As she's moved out of the Essex home. For some peculiar reason. So they've got the people in, something to do with a man who previously fat-shamed her, who turned up at the house, apparently. Well, then you just tell the police. Goodness sake, honestly. Georgia Harrison, she tears her bottom for some reason. We don't know who she is. She's from Love Island, but as I say, once you've seen one, you've seen the whole lot of them. They don't look any different. Oh, that show. Did the London Marathon. And she tore her left buttock 10 miles into the race, but didn't realise what the pain was. It's because you're an arse, dear, that's why. She didn't train properly. How stupid. But desperate for publicity, Georgia. It's going nowhere, love. I mean, nobody, please, does the London Marathon in full makeup. You looked ridiculous. OK. Also, the cancer charity fundraiser. This is Art for Eve. No idea what it is. But they invited Megan Barton Hanson there. And you think to yourself, I mean, what are they doing? Scraping the barrel? She's another one taking her clothes off for this cancer thing. Unfortunately, you've also got Jack Fincham on there as well. And you've got Colleen Nolan. And you've got Victoria Derbyshire, both of whom have done it so many times. It's really embarrassing. I mean, Colleen, it's not helping, is it, at all? But apparently Jack Fincham is in talks to appear on Celebs Go Dating. That's how desperate life is. Never mind, he'll do that and then it's back to the pen selling, isn't it, really? Also, loads of other people will go there. It's a huge payday, they say. So they go on there and pretend. that they're interested in going out with somebody, whereas they're not really interested in going out with somebody. It's just to get. If I was the producer, I'd have a field day. No, I'm sorry. Would you like, you know, Jack Fincham? No, of course not. Why would we? An old has-been like that. Danny Dyer is still going out. I mean, she's. It's so funny, actually, for a barmaid. It's amazing how they've sort of given her all the fake hair and all the rest of it, but she doesn't actually do anything. Which is interesting. Danny Dyer, the father, dressed up as... well, we don't know what he dressed up as. I've got no idea. Something to do with the Spice Girls and something to do with EastEnders, and I didn't actually get any of that at all. Marnie Simpson has been slammed by fans for promoting weight loss capsules. Unfortunately, you shouldn't touch anything that is ever advertised by these people, OK? If it's available, it'll be on the NHS or you get it on a prescription. You don't take any notice of what some old bimbo called Marnie Simpson offers online. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. Also, going on a lavish Dubai getaway, you're welcome to it, love. Vicky Patterson cozying up with Erkan Ramadan, who apparently is her boyfriend. He's been on TOWIE, but I think he was ditched from it because he was dull as anything. Kevin Clifton has been dropped by his agent because it's the same agent as old Louise Redknapp, isn't it? Poor old. Because he failed to tell his management team about his romance with Stacey Dooley. I mean, so? What are you supposed to tell them about stuff like that? I suppose, yes. So, stories, money and stuff like that. It's like Gemma Collins will be selling the story about how she's not with Arj anymore and Arj will be going, oh, I'm on death row. He's been telling everybody he's on death row because he's so overweight. And you think, oh, for goodness sake, honestly. Oh, and then the other news that emerged, that Daniela Westbrook's out of rehab and she wants to thank everybody for about the umpteenth time. I've lost track of how many times she's been in and out of rehabilitation. And she went, and all the people I've met, and I think, oh, God, get a life, dear, get a job, get off your fat bum and do something decent. At the moment, you know, you're just really scraping it, I'm afraid. Kevin Clifton will not be joining the Strictly Professional tour for a second time, as it's revealed he's not guaranteed a celebrity partner this year. I mean, to be honest with you, I couldn't care less. I mean, it's a money spinner, isn't it, I'm assuming, for the BBC. Jeremy Vine has warned that Karen Clifton could take down Kevin with one word. What would that word be? I don't know what the word is. I can't quite work that out. But apparently, Jeremy Vine says Karen Clifton's a close friend of his. He's obviously mixing completely the wrong circles, honestly. Louise Redknapp turns heads in a camouflage jacket. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? What are you doing? Working your way through the wardrobe, dear. I mean, how many more dreary days do we have to have? Where is she? Is she here? Doesn't look like Leicester Square, does it? It doesn't look like Leicester Square. Oh, no, she wasn't. She was at the other place. And she's hit back at claims she's furious with Kevin Clifton. Why don't you just do us all a favour and go away and stay away for a very long time? We couldn't care less. We really couldn't. I don't care. Toss Daly is 50. And so she's out wearing a bikini. I don't know. She's on holiday in the Maldives. Why? Because there's no work at the moment. She doesn't do anything else, does she, the rest of the time? And she told fans she feels wiser and more grateful now she's at 50. Yeah. If only it worked with the husband, that would be great, wouldn't it? Molly King launches a fashion campaign. She doesn't really know what she is, Molly King, does she? She really doesn't. Oh, and then who else got trolled the other day? Oh, Cheryl Tweedy. Somebody said, why is she looking like a hooker in New York? You know, she's using sex to try and sell some dreary record. And then, I'm sure they got it quite right. They went, Cheryl, who's had 5 number ones, not by herself, she hasn't. When she was in a little group called The Saturdays, she might have had the number ones. Girls Aloud, was it? I couldn't remember. There so many. They're so interchangeable. And which reminds me, where is Sarah Harding? Nowhere. And so they said she had 5 number ones and sold millions of records. She hasn't. The group sold. What do we call it? The Saturdays. Girls Aloud. Sorry. Now got it in my brain that they're the Saturdays. Perhaps she is available on the Saturday as well. So Girls Aloud had them. She never had anything at all. Her last record bombed. In fact, most of her records bomb. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Alexandra Burke. Starring in the hit musical The Bodyguard. We like Alexandra. We like her. She was really nice. And here they all are, the people getting their clothes off for charity, and it doesn't make very much money. Unfortunately, I think the last time they did it, it was a pitiful amount. So there's 2 90-minute episodes, and here they go. The ones who aren't working at the moment, so they have to take anything they can get. And so you've got Danielle Armstrong, apparently some blonde bleached thing from TOWIE. Laurie Brett from EastEnders. Not a clue, I'm afraid. So Solid's Lisa Mafia. No. Benidorm's Chrissy Rock, as well as returning old has-beens, Colleen Nolan and Victoria Derbyshire. God, struth, honestly. So you've got Megan Barton Hansen and Martina Navratilova. I mean, the very idea that people are going to be interested in seeing these poor old baggages. But then on the blokes front, Ashley Banjo again. We're dragging them all out. Willie Thorne. Willie won't. Matt Evers. Oh, God's name's he. Never heard of him. Alexander Armstrong. Joe Pasquale. Jack Fincham. And believe it or not, hilariously, Jason Cundy. I didn't even know he was alive. That's the one, you know his ex-missus. You know how bad she looks. He's not looking much better either, actually. Hannah Cross shares a picture of Brooklyn Beckham in high-waisted joggers. Oh, how riveting. They're really odd, aren't they? Where are they? In some pokey little place. Apparently, they're back on track after they've had playful rows. I don't think it's playful rows at all. Apparently Matt Evers is one of the pros from Dancing on Ice. Unfortunately, never heard of him. Not a clue. Even the producer went, who? So Brooklyn got a girlfriend, had a row, had a tear. It's fantastic. Rivetingly dull, the Beckham family. And apparently David Beckham looks dapper in a suit and tie during an appearance in Madrid, as he admits he likes situations where you face challenges. I know she was, wasn't she? She was a challenge for you, dear. We're going to be suing. They never sued. So Dave with the funny hair now and the rivetingly dull tattoos all over the place. A pair of trousers that are too short. I mean, seriously, mate, you need to get your wardrobe in order. Susanna Reid says she's fine and is good friends with Steve Parrish. Well, of course, so she can go free to the match. I mean, you know, she'd want to go and sit in a box, but they're just not together. Westlife are going to broadcast the final UK date of their forthcoming tour in 600 cinemas as they continue their remarkable comeback. I don't think they can do another one after this. I think that will just about be it, I think. 400,000 tickets are bought. And so in total, I think 560,000. In fact, they've actually outsold what they sold before, which I can never work out. Harry Styles has reduced the price of his Hollywood mansion again. I mean, it's not... See, the trouble is the American housing market is nothing like ours. Ours, in London, we go up. All right, we've levelled off a little bit in the south. But over in America, you buy something this year for 250,000. Next year, it'll be 240,000. Because there's tons of property. So he's dropped 175,000. He's already knocked a million off the original asking price. I mean, they're either going to buy it or they're not going to buy it. And so far, this is not looking very good. He bought it. Strangely enough, he's reduced the pad to, I mean, it's not going badly, 6.695, which is 5.81 million. He purchased it in January for 6.87 million, 5.3, through a limited liability company linked to his business manager. Madonna to spend $5 million of her own cash on her comeback performance. Darling, you don't need to spend that much. Really, that's an awful lot with a performance featuring holograms and CGI. Sounds a bit naff, doesn't it, really? A bit dated, but never mind. I'm sure you'll have a nice time. That's it. I'm back with you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. And prepare yourself for the weekend. Get that old Ombre Solaire out because it's going to be so, so hot. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.